This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Coming up on today's show, protecting your personal information online, the ever-increasing need for cybersecurity. But first, paying more than 30% of your income for housing can make it tough to afford necessities such as food, clothing, and medical care. But there are an estimated 12 million renter and homeowner households that pay more than 50% of their annual incomes for housing, and that's according to figures from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. This points to a real and growing need for more affordable housing options across the country and here in Greater Cincinnati. A partnership of local nonprofit organizations is providing affordable homes in Lower Price Hill. Joining us to discuss providing more affordable housing options for local families are Director of Housing with the Community Learning Center Institute, Adeline Hall, Habitat for Humanity of Greater Cincinnati President and CEO Ed Lee, and Cincinnati City Council Member P.G. Sittenfeld, who's also Director of Communications for the Community Learning Center Institute. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at WVXU.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Ed, Adeline, and PG, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
Ed, how much of a need is there for affordable housing in Cincinnati? I mean, how are we doing in terms of that issue?
Well, there's a huge need, and it seems to be growing. As rents continue to escalate, income levels don't seem to be rising for lower-income families, and so the gap keeps getting larger. We estimate about 200,000 folks across the region are living in substandard housing. And we define substandard. One of the definitions of substandard housing with Habitat is anybody's paying more than 30% of their income for housing. But it could be that there are unwanted six-legged, four-legged, eight-legged critters running around, or mold or anything like that defines substandard housing. And what we're all about is getting folks out of those situations into affordable housing and into home ownership.
So what are some of the ways that Habitat for Humanity does that, Ed?
So we are in our 30th year here in Greater Cincinnati, and we've been building new houses from the beginning, but we've also been rehabbing houses for the last 7 years. We've completed now about 560 projects over the nine counties that we serve here in Greater Cincinnati. And we will hopefully serve between 60 and 65 additional families over the next 12 months. So we partner with virtually anybody that will partner with us to fund and build homes. And then we look for families that are working that can afford about a $500 a month mortgage payment. And that fits within their finances. And importantly, that payment is less than 30% of their monthly income, which makes it affordable for them. In many, many cases, those families are moving from situations where they're paying rent of $700, $800 on up for substandard apartment rental. And they move into a Habitat home, which is either built brand new or rehab to be almost brand new. And they've got a mortgage payment that is well less than what their rent payment is. So they've got now some additional income to spend on other family needs. But more importantly, they're invested in the community. So they're homeowners. So now they want to be more involved in the community. They'll pay attention to what's going on in the street. They're going to pick up the garbage in their yard. They're going to take care of things. They've got pride in that
house.
Oh,
they're involved in building their own home, right?
Which is the other aspect. Yeah. So Habitat just doesn't build these houses and then sell them to these families. The family actually builds, the future home buyer builds right alongside the volunteers and puts in 250 to 500 hours of sweat equity in that process. And so they're very vested by the time we get to closing.
So PG and Adeline, tell us about this project that was announced this morning that's going to give a boost to affordable housing. You've got the Habitats involved in this. The Community Learning Center Institute is involved in this. You've got several other groups that are involved in this project.
Well, so Adeline's really been leading the charge on the front line, so I'll let her sort of speak to that. But I guess wearing both my sort of city council hat, but also my Community Learning Center Institute hat, speaking of the big picture for a second, the city, obviously, we care about community development. We care about neighborhood safety. We care about the strength of our school system. But it does feel like too often, Mark, a lot of this stuff doesn't get sort of integrated and pulled together. So the backstory for this is that Euler School and Community Learning Center in Lower Price Hill has truly been transformed as a school. Any obstacle to creating the optimal conditions for learning, the school, the community, the neighborhood has met head on. So that's translated into adding a high school that wasn't previously there. It's translated into adding co-located health, eye, and dental clinics on site. It's translated into having a top-rated early childhood program on site. But one of the things that we sort of recognized as time went on was just improving these conditions inside the school isn't enough. You can't have the school in isolation of the surrounding neighborhood. And there is no question that there is this inextricable link between quality, between getting a quality education and having stable housing. And Alan can sort of speak more to some of the losses that are incurred for students when they are functionally homeless or when they don't have a stable home environment. But I think the real mission and why these partners, Habitat, CLCI, Community Matters, the Port Authority, and many others came together, as we said, we've put tirelessness, we've been tireless in sort of tackling improving the conditions for learning inside the school. Now let's expand that for the conditions of living outside of the school. That's sort of the backstory.
Absolutely. Thank you, PG. The Community Learning Center Institute's mission, as PG mentioned, is to optimize the conditions for learning and catalyze the revitalization of the community using the school as a hub for the community. And just as we have done inside the School of Euler, with our many partners providing supports the students and community need to succeed, we are now moving beyond the walls of the schoolhouse to make sure that every child has a safe, stable home. And today we are very excited to announce the launch of a partnership with Habitat for Humanity to renovate 7 vacant properties in the neighborhood of Lower Price Hill into safe, affordable homes, all anchored by the support of the Euler Community Learning Center and its many partners inside the school and outside the school. And I'd like to share kind of a personal story. This partnership came about because we have been dealing with housing insecurity inside the school and its spillover effects for a long time. And we had one of our volunteers at Euler School in need of housing. And he came to me and asked me for help to find him an apartment. And we were looking for apartments, and as Ed said, you know, affordable apartments can be hard to come by. This particular family had 3 very lively young boys, and so he wanted to have a safe, decent home for them to be living in. And so we kind of went through some of our options, and just by coincidence at the same time, Habitat for Humanity reached out to Euler School and said, hey, can we come and talk about our programming with you? We think some of your families would be a good fit for this program. So we were able to connect the family to Habitat for Humanity, and instead of focusing on renting, he was now focused on home ownership, and he has truly been transformed. And through the community engagement process that the Community Learning Center has done in Lower Price Hill, the number one priority from the community residents is single-family home ownership, to have people in the community who are really invested and who can really connect to the neighborhood. And so going through this process with this family and seeing what a wonderful program it is. It is very comprehensive. There's financial.
It's been transformative for him, too,
hasn't it? It's been very transformative. And through that process, we were able to really honestly vet Habitat for Humanity and say, hey, we want to bring this into Lower Price Hill and connect our families at Euler School to these homes so that they can have a great chance at succeeding.
And Mark, just one follow-up to that story about Steve Stanley, who we absolutely sort of hold up as a living, breathing success story. He's now paying less in his monthly installments for a house that's lovely, that he owns, that's multi-bedroom, where his kids are happy, where they're secure, paying less to meet the monthly mortgage on that than he was for a slummy, cruddy apartment. So the one thing we would be remiss if we didn't actually mention is that this Saturday, for anyone, if whether it's interesting to them personally or they know someone who might be interested in pursuing one of these 7 new historic renovations that Habitat's doing in the neighborhood of Lower Price Hill, there's going to be an open house at Euler Community Learning Center this Saturday, which is October 15th from 9 to 11 a.m. So it's 2121 Hatmaker. But just one sort of final addendum to what Adeline was saying. This is bigger than just sort of the housing for one individual family. When you look at the research, And when we talk about students being homeless, you don't necessarily need to picture somebody sleeping on a park bench, right? It's not having a stable home address. You're getting moved between an aunt and a grandma. You don't necessarily know where you're going to be 2 to 3 months. Each move for one of those childs correlates to 2 to 3 months in lost learning. So there are major educational achievement ramifications for not having the stable housing, which is why we're so excited about bringing these things together and really do feel like this can sort of be the beginning of something that sets a new national model, a national trend.
And that's why the Community Learning Center Institute is involved in a housing project.
Absolutely. So housing instability has severe consequences that spill over into the classroom. So a couple of examples of this is that attendance decreases, mobility increases, mental health can be strained, and this can bring disruptions inside the classroom. And as PG said, with each move, there is learning loss. So if you have families that are feeling the effects of unstable housing, you know, if they're moving even 3 to 4 times a year, this has a huge impact on the child's ability to exceed in school. And ultimately, this all adds up to graduation becoming harder and harder to achieve. So that's why the Community Learning Center Institute is focusing on housing as well as community revitalization and focusing more outside the walls of the school to almost make the neighborhood like a campus, where anytime that we can make the connection between educational development and community development, we're there to really bring those two things together.
Alan, some of the other things that the Community Learning Center Institute has done at Euler, what are some of the other efforts you've undertaken with the school?
Absolutely. So Euler Community Learning Center has a comprehensive healthcare system inside the school. So there is a full-service dental clinic inside the walls of the school. There is a vision center inside the walls of the school. There is a school-based health center that actually several of the Cincinnati Community Learning Center schools have implemented as well. And then we also provide mental health services inside the school, which has also been successful. And actually, all of Cincinnati Public Schools now have a mental health provider inside the school because that model has been so successful.
And so some of your listeners are probably going, holy cow, all that's in a school. But
now it's being expanded outside the school even with the partnership.
But the impact on Euler School and graduation rates is through the roof. Mm-hmm. It has been hugely successful. And we know that housing really does impact education. And if we want to break the cycle of poverty, if we want to break the cycle of poverty, education is paramount. And housing is a big component of that. We know that if kids grow up in a house that are owned by their parents, they're 116% more likely to go to college. That is the key to breaking the cycle of poverty.
Well, the 7 houses that are going to be rehabbed, where are they located?
They're all around Euler School on the streets that surround Euler School. So Lower Price Hill is the smallest geography neighborhood of the 52 neighborhoods in the city of Cincinnati. And so this is a very tight little community, and those 7 houses are scattered on the streets just surrounding Euler School.
And Mark, one other thing from sort of a city perspective, because to our listeners, I mean, you know, as we were talking before going on air, 7 houses is actually quite a lot to mm-hmm. be taking on in a, you know, relatively condensed period of time. To some folks, it might sound like a lot. To other folks, it might not sound like that much. From our city perspective, when you think about what's sort of the glue, the connective tissue in any given neighborhood, if you take where we made this announcement this morning, we were standing right in front of 728 Burns Street, boarded up, condemned, you know, I mean, really pulling the whole neighborhood down. When you transform it from that to some place that parents are living there, their kid, you know, they have 2 or 3 kids living there, you put 7 of those in a neighborhood, it really does anchor things and strengthen it. I mean, that's how you stitch together the sense of community, the sense of stability that lifts an entire neighborhood up. So we're hugely excited from the city side of things about what this can do to propel the revitalization that's already started inside the school because of things like early childhood centers, because of things like, I mean, you know, I know when I was growing up, there weren't dental chairs inside my school. Right. I mean, the attitude inside the school really is any barrier, any baggage that a child might be walking into, we're going to be able to address it and make sure that they are in a sort of situation where they're going to be a strong learner. But it, obviously, what we've come to appreciate is it goes beyond the bounds of the school. It's the entire neighborhood. So that's what this is all about.
And were the homes donated, or how were they obtained?
All the houses come to us through donations. So we're in the process of still acquiring those properties. One of those comes from the Port Authority of Greater Cincinnati. One comes from actually another Habitat homeowner in the community had purchased a property planning to rehab it. She's donating it to Habitat so that we can rehab it and put a family in it. And then Community Matters has donated five other properties to us as well. All these properties are vacant. All of them are blighted. All of them are eyesores in the community. And all of them are historic as well. So that's part of the challenge here is to do historic rehabs and respect the community, respect the architecture, and bring those back to some pretty nice gems.
So this has a preservation aspect to it as
well. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
We will continue our conversation. You can join us at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Caney, and joining us to discuss providing affordable housing for local families, Director of Housing with the Community Learning Center Institute, Adlin Hall, Habitat for Humanity of Greater Cincinnati President and CEO, Ed Lee, and Cincinnati City Council Member P.G. Sittenfeld, who's also Director of Communications for the Community Learning Center Institute. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. What makes this particular initiative unique? Usually this seems like the kind of thing that a government entity would take on.
I think so much of it is that the revitalization of the community and the sort of, you know, it's the comeback of Lower Price Hill has started with the school and sort of creating this school as, you know, one of the students who spoke today who actually lives in a Habitat home said Euler has been her second home. I mean, Euler Community Learning Center is where students, where families are going to lift themselves up to try and create the conditions in their own life that they're looking for. And, you know, Mark, I think the thing that makes this unique is that it's not happening in other places. And one of the things that I think seems worth mentioning is the work that was going on inside Euler. I sat in a classroom, I guess, 3 to 4 years ago. The person sitting across from me was running to be mayor of New York, but the campaign trail brought him to Euler School in Cincinnati, Ohio, in the process of running for mayor of New York. That person is now New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio, and he's taken what he saw firsthand in Cincinnati and is trying to implement it in New York City. Same thing with Philadelphia. I mean, under the incredible, tireless leadership of Darlene Kamine, who Adel and I both have the pleasure of working for at the Community Learning Center Institute, this really has been a national model inside the school. I think expanding it outside the school, drawing this linkage between quality education and stable housing, I think a lot of those folks and others are going to come back and say, let us look at the model you're developing here in Lower Price Hill.
So you think this is going to be a model for other communities to follow?
There's no question. I mean, absolutely. The statistics we've given relative to Ed talking about, you know, what this homeownership can do for college matriculation, Adeline talking about, reducing loss in learning by having too much mobility. This is going to create better learners, more successful, more stable families. Who wouldn't want to come and replicate this?
Tell me about some of the other organizations, some of the other partners. You were mentioning some of them earlier, Ed. Who all was involved in this project?
So Community Matters is another nonprofit in Lower Price Hill, focused on Lower Price Hill, and they're partnering in this with us, with CLCI and Habitat, and that's really a unique aspect of this project as well. Is actually we have nonprofits working together. We're actually collaborating. We're actually putting together and executing a plan which leverages the strengths of each organization. And the reality is, none of the three organizations that are primarily involved in this could pull this off by themselves. It really takes the three of us working together to be able to have this kind of impact. And that's an exciting place for Habitat to be. We're all about our vision for the future of Habitat here in Greater Cincinnati is to move beyond being a single-family home builder to being a neighborhood revitalizer. We can't do that on our own. We have to be partnered with other organizations. And so this was a perfect opportunity for Habitat because of Adeline and the work that she has done with CLCI in creating a housing plan. The plan is already created with the community. Habitat's able to stroll in and do what we do best, and that is rehab and build houses. We don't have to go do the community plan. She's already done it. On the other hand, Adeline might be able to rehab a house, but it would be a bit of a stretch for their organization. And so we're able to work together to put it all together.
Adeline, how ambitious is this project?
I believe that it's very ambitious, but it's also very needed. So the Community Learning Center Institute's MO, I would say, is leveraging partnerships to build supports for students to succeed. So we did not have to create our own housing program and start from scratch. We found Habitat for Humanity and that their program was excellent. And we, quite honestly, we simply invited them into the neighborhood to do what they do best. Also, I want to add that everything that we do really comes from genuine community engagement, genuine grassroots efforts. And this is a vision that came from the Lower Price Hill residents, from the leaders in the neighborhood. And I think that really helps gives us a leg up, because our job is really just to facilitate the vision that the community sees for themselves, and to make sure that their vision gets implemented. So we are really, like, that's, I would like to take credit for this idea, but really this came from the residents saying.
You had a lot of community input on this.
A lot of community input. So it's almost been 2 years that I've been with the Community Learning Center Institute. I was an intern at the University of Cincinnati planning program. And as an intern, we started the engagement process, the planning process with the neighborhood residents. And we have reached through that 140 residents in a historic district that holds about 500. So we had really good input. That's continual. We always reach out to the community and make sure that we stick to what they see as the vision for their neighborhood.
And then, I'm sorry, did you get through the list of all the partners? Did I cut you off?
Yeah, the other partner in this is the Port Authority.
Okay.
So the Port Authority has the responsibility of taking property across the Hamilton County that has been abandoned, foreclosed upon. Nobody's really taken care of. And so in this case, the Port Authority is able to give us one of those properties back that they've acquired in that process. And that's part of what they're here to do is to find partners to bring those properties back to life and get them back on the tax rolls.
And Mark, actually, two other entities that certainly deserve more than shout outs because their vision and generosity and commitment has been a huge part of enabling this. But the Robert and Adele Schiff Family Foundation and then the W.K. Kellogg Foundation have both been so excited with the possibility of this pilot, of going beyond the school, of really going deep in one particular neighborhood to try and prove out this concept, that their support of those two foundations has been instrumental as well.
And I do want to include, too, your question about, are we planning to expand this to other neighborhoods? The Community Learning Center Institute is the lead agency at a total of 6 Cincinnati public schools, and we are really right now focused on Euler and Lower Price Hill as the pilot, but our plan is to expand this to the other schools. And it will look different there as it does in every neighborhood, again, focusing on the needs of the community and how this will play out. But we certainly are planning on expanding this and seeing how this can grow.
Is it likely to include a housing component, Adeline?
Yes, absolutely. Everything I do includes a housing component.
That's
because,
yeah,
again, it is so important to academic success. And everything that we do comes back to, how is this going to help the child succeed in school to go on to be a successful adult?
So, Ed, what's the time frame? I suppose you're not going to do all 7 rehabs at the same time.
Yeah.
It's going to be a few at a time?
And really, we don't have a firm plan yet for that time frame. So
that depends upon getting people recruited who want to be involved?
It depends on finding the homeowners. It depends upon putting all the funding together to take care of all the expenses of the actual construction as well. So I would say that we will probably wrap this up in a couple years. It could go faster, but it'll probably take a couple years to do it.
But Adeline, as you were pointing out earlier, this is pioneering. This is a pioneer project. This is going to take you to some new places, isn't
it?
Yeah,
absolutely. We really see the intersection of education and housing, and we would like to see also how this plays out through neighborhood development as a whole. You know, the community also identified safety, green and beautiful, recreation as priorities in the neighborhood. And we are working to make those connections from the development to the school. So we really do hope to become, just as Euler is the model for community learning centers nationwide, we hope that this becomes a model for schools everywhere to make this connection.
Ed Adlin and PG, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
Director of Housing with the Community Learning Center Institute, Adlin Hall, Habitat for Humanity of Greater Cincinnati President and CEO Ed Lee, and Cincinnati City Council Member PG Sittenfeld, who is also the Director of Communications for the Community Learning Center Institute. Coming up, we'll have the latest on computer hacking as well as the growing need for cybersecurity. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.